is the Storytime Seedlings podcast, a program to grow young readers.
Welcome. I'm Lauren. The birds are singing, the flowers are blooming, and this is the Storytime Seedlings podcast, Spring and Summer 2020 edition. This is episode 23, Earth Love. Now it's time for some good books. The Earth Book by Todd Parr. The Earth Book shows how the little things we do every day takes care of the Earth and makes a big difference. Like using both sides of a paper to draw or write on, and bringing our own bags to the store helps save trees and homes for birds and other animals who live in trees. Turning off the faucet while we brush our teeth and using less water in the bathtub saves our oceans and rivers and keeps the water clean and blue and makes healthy homes for fish. When we take care of the earth by recycling and picking up trash, the earth is cleaner. When we do that little things that take care of the earth, we are also taking care of each other because we live on earth together. This nonfiction picture book is a great, colorful, and fun way to introduce children to the importance of what we can do to take care of the earth. Preschoolers and toddlers will love the colorful signature Todd Parr illustrations, and that each page has surprises. Babies will also enjoy the colors and the cadence of the words of this wonderful book, The Earth Book by Todd Parr. The Giving Tree by Shel Silverstein. The Giving Tree is a story about a tree who loved a boy. The tree was always happy to see the boy. When he was young, he'd climb up on her branches and eat her red, ripe apples. The boy would play king of the forest and make a crown of the tree's leaves. The boy loved the tree, too. The tree would play hide-and-seek with him and cool him with her shade on hot days. Soon the boy grew up, and he went away for a long time. But then he'd always come back, and the tree was just happy that the boy was there with her, and so she gave him whatever he needed. This is a story of love, a story of all that one tree could give a boy. This is a classic book that is really something a preschooler can enjoy and begin to see about how something as quiet and steady as a tree can make all the difference in someone's life. So enjoy this with your preschooler. Toddlers may enjoy it too. Enjoy it together. The Curious Garden by Peter Brown. Once there was a town that did not have any gardens. There were no trees, no flowers, and everyone who lived in this town always stayed inside. One boy in the town, however, only wanted to be outside. He would play outside all day. One day he found wildflowers and bushes growing along a train bridge that everyone in the town had forgotten about. The boy so loved the flowers that he decided to help them. He brought water, and he trimmed the plants, and he watched as everything grew. The flowers and the bushes grew and grew until there was a garden, and that garden began to grow curious. The garden was curious about the people and the town, so it grew and spread everywhere. People in the town could see the beautiful plants and were curious, so they too came outside. This is the story of The Curious Garden by Peter Brown, and it's for all good children and families to enjoy, by Peter Brown. This is a word about browser ebooks. Browser ebooks provide access to ebooks for children online, but you do not check them out. Rather, you read them on the website of the company. If you are a member of the Santa Clara County Library District, you have access to an online library for children that includes browser-based ebooks like BookFlix, that pairs a video of a book like The Curious Garden with a nonfiction easy reader, Our Earth Helping Out by Scholastic. We also have the wonderful Sesame Street ebooks that includes the story Elmo's Garden, which goes just perfectly with episode 23, Earth Love. For more information, just go to our website. That's sccld.org and click on Kids and the Online Library for Children. Okay, get ready. It's time for finger plays and songs. This song is called Earth Loves Me, and we're going to sing it to the tune of Are You Sleeping? You're going to see robins. You make your hands fly like the robin's wings. You're going to see honeybees, bzzz, and you're going to look up and you're going to see the sky so blue and flowers. Hold up your hands like the flowers blooming, flowers in you, and then trees make your hands weave and move like you're dancing in the wind. And your heart, touch your heart, you're singing, I love Earth, and give yourself a hug and Earth loves me. Ready? Here we go. I see robins, I see honeybees, the sky so blue, flowers and you, the trees and wind go dancing. I feel my heart start singing, I love Earth and Earth loves me. So we try that one more time. Ready? Get your robins ready to fly. I see robins, I see honeybees, the sky so blue, flowers and you, the trees and wind go dancing. I feel my heart start singing. I love Earth, and Earth loves me. Here's a song for Earth Day, and it's called Earth Day Song. And we're going to sing it to the tune of Mary Had a Little Lamb. So when we sing the song, here are some of the actions that you can do. First, you're going to pretend like you're holding a seed in one hand, and then you're going to plant that seed like in the top, on the palm of your other hand, like it's the ground. And you plant, plant, plant. And then you're going to see the seed sprout. That means sprout. Your hand's going to go up, 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 stretching up to the sky like it's a growing plant. And finally, the sprout is going to bloom. Then open up your hand and wide, and the fingers are like the fingers are a flower blooming. Ready? Here we go. The Earth Day Song. Plant a seed and you will see, you will see, you will see. Oh, plant a seed and you will see how beautiful the world can be. Watch the seed sprout and grow, sprout and grow, sprout and grow. Watch the seed sprout and grow. Oh, the beautiful world you'll know. Look at how the sprout has bloomed, sprout has bloomed, sprout has bloomed. Look at how the sprout has bloomed. Oh, what a beautiful world to groom. This is a finger play called Here is the Beehive. Bees are very, very important to the earth and to all the things that grow upon the earth. Flowers, trees, the food that we eat. So in honor of bees, here is the finger play. Here is the beehive. Here is the beehive. This is what you're going to do. Hold up one hand and curl it into a fist. And you hold that there. That is your beehive. Then you're going to take your other hand. And eventually you'll say, where is it's hidden away where nobody sees. And you put your other hand over your beehive hand. Then you will
say, watch, and you'll see them come out of the hive. And you count one all the way to five
as you unfold your fingers.
One, two, three, four, five. They're alive. And then buzz your fingers away. Bzzz. You ready? Here we go. Get your beehives ready. Curl up your fists. Here is the beehive. But where are the bees? Hidden away where nobody sees. Cover your hand. Watch, and you'll see them come out of the hive. One, two, three, four, five. They're alive! Bzzz. Let's do that one more time. Ready? Here is the beehive. Here is the beehive. Get your fists ready into a hive. But where are the bees? Hidden away where nobody sees. Watch, and you'll see them come out of the hive. One, two, three, four, five. Bzz, they're alive. Bzz.
Loving our earth means taking good care of it. And that means picking up litter. What is litter? Litter is things like trash or paper that have blown in the wind. Maybe someone's dropped it when they were walking or driving somewhere and not put it away where it should go, which is in the trash. So this is about cleaning up the earth around us. And this is something all of us can do. And it's called Pick It Up to the tune of London Bridge. And this is all you got to do is make motions like you're picking up pieces of garbage and litter, okay? And then you're going to roll, recycle, recycle, roll your arms, roll like wheels on the bus, rolling, 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 okay? To keep the earth clean. Ready? Pick it up to the tune of London Bridge. See the litter, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. See the litter, pick it up, keep the earth clean. Make sure to recycle, recycle, recycle. Make sure to recycle, keep the earth clean. Let's try that one more time. Pick it up. Ready? See the litter, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. See the litter, pick it up, keep the earth clean. Make sure to recycle, recycle, recycle. Make sure to recycle, keep the earth clean. This song is called Reduce, Reuse, Recycle. And we sing it to the tune of one of our favorite songs, The More We Get Together. It goes like this. Reduce, reuse, recycle, recycle, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle, it's easy to do. 'Cause your trash and my trash make up way too much trash. Reduce, reuse, recycle, it's easy to do. Let's try that one more time, ready? Reduce, reuse, recycle, recycle, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle, it's easy to do. 'Cause your trash and my trash make up way too much trash. Reduce, reuse, recycle, it's easy to do.
Roses are red, violets are blue, sugar is sweet. And so are you. This is the Storytime Seedlings Pinch of Poetry. Earth Day comes every year on April 22nd. And also, the whole month of April is National Poetry Month. In honor of National Poetry Month and Earth Day, I have two delightful spring poems by Christina Rossetti. The first one I have here for you today is called Minnie and Maddie by Christina Rossetti. Minnie and Maddie and fat little May out in the country spending a day. Such a bright day with the sun glowing and the trees half in leaf, and the grass growing. Pinky white pigling squeals through his snout. Woolly white lambkin frisks all about. Cluck, cluck, the nursing hen summons her folk. Ducklings all downy soft, yellow as yolk. Cluck, cluck, the mother hen summons her chickens to peck the dainty bits found in her pickings. Minnie and Maddie and May carry posies, half of sweet violets, half of primroses. Give the sun time enough, glowing and glowing, he'll rouse the roses and bring them blowing. Don't wait for roses losing today, O Minnie, Maddie, and wise little May. Violets and primroses blossom today for Minnie and Maddie and fat little May. Okay, that's by Christina Rossetti. Minnie and Maddie. The next poem I have for you is called What is Pink? And again, this is by Christina Rossetti. What is pink? What is pink? A rose is pink by a fountain's brink. What is red? A poppy's red in its barley bed. What is blue? The sky is blue where the clouds float through. What is white? A swan is white sailing in the light. What is yellow? Pears are yellow, rich and ripe and mellow. What is green? The grass is green, with small flowers between. What is violet? Clouds are violet in the summer twilight. What is orange? Why an orange? Just an orange. And that is What is Pink by Christina Rossetti. Okay, wasn't that fun? Now it's time for early literacy tips and commentary just for grown-ups. Okay, so the advice I have for you today, or the pre-literacy tip, is how poetry and celebrating the earth can come together in the form of poems as recycled art. So the month of April is my favorite month because it is the National Poetry Month and Earth Day is on the 22nd of April. And also, it is springtime. Everything is in bloom. So April, poetry, our beautiful earth, and the spring make all of these things come together in the spirit and action of recycling as art and poetry. As you know, making art with materials on hand is actually a fun way to also be resourceful as you're having some bonding time with your child. So parents and young children, working together, you can share a creative experience that is also a teaching time. And children will learn about poetry in a fun way, as well as about Earth Day and the importance of recycling and how you can turn something that maybe you didn't realize could be beautiful in another shape or form. The poems that I read to you, Minnie and Maddie, and What is Pink, I made into art. I made the art using materials on hand, and you can do this with your children as well. All I did was I took some brown paper bags and I cut them up, and I had Sharpies and crayons and markers, and I wrote out the poems and then decorated them with different cuttings from magazines and junk mail. As for what to make with your child, I would suggest, especially for little ones, just to start off with maybe a favorite nursery rhyme, such as Hickety Pickety, My Black Hen, She Lays Eggs for Gentlemen, Sometimes 9, Sometimes 10. Hickety Pickety, My Black Hen. For the really little ones, perhaps mom or dad can draw a little chicken or a hen, and you can help your child color that and then illustrate, put that illustration or glue it on a poem that is written out on a brown paper bag. Different ways you can approach it. You can help your children. And poetry is so wonderful in so many ways, especially because of the great vocabulary that is introduced to your child. Okay, so main thing, pick something that you both really enjoy and you'll have fun with it. I hope you have a chance to take a look at the handout. You'll see what I made. I also have a blog post that I have posted on the Santa Clara County Library website, and it is about how we can make poetry into recycled art. Okay, anyway, I hope you enjoyed making this a whole episode about Earth love. That's it for now. Thanks for joining in the Storytime Seedlings podcast. For episode 23, thanks to Scott Holmes and the Free Music Archive for the use of the music interludes in our episodes. And thanks to Franck Monet for his song, Goutelet, for the little bits at the beginning and the end of this episode. Okay, and don't forget to check out the blog post for this episode, number 23, Earth Love, at the Santa Clara County Library District website. That's sccld.org. And this is the Storytime Seedlings podcast. You could also just subscribe through your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google, Stitcher, and more. Okay, have a great and wonderful Earth Day.